Hi, hello, and welcome. This is the interview with Raphael, aka Raf, an architect here in South Australia working for Balcoolta. This clip was used to put together the full-length documentary Behind Closed Doors, The Life of an Architect. If you're thinking of entering the architecture or interior profession, you've got to see it. That link is going to be up above or in the description below to check that out. But without further ado, let's get on with the interview.
My name's Raphael Christinat, and I'm an architect here at Balcoolta.
How long have you been in architecture for?
Okay, I graduated in 97, so yeah, do the maths. 23 years, yeah.
Why architecture? What made you want to be an architect?
My uncle was an architect. That was the first I thought of architecture as an option, but he was on the other side of the globe, so I didn't really see him do his stuff. Was always interested in creating stuff, loved drawing, and I don't know, just kind of fell into it that way.
Outside of architecture, when not in the office, what kind of things do you like to spend your time on? What are some of your hobbies outside of architecture?
Oh, okay. I've got a lot of hobbies.
Yeah.
A cyclist, surfer, musician, love to do a bit of photography. When I was in Europe, did a lot of snow sports and that type of thing. Get outdoors a fair bit, yeah. So I like doing creative things and active things mostly, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think your university education prepared you for what you're doing today?
Well, it was a while ago. I think you learn a lot more once you get out and start practicing. The most it taught me was about time management. One of the big lessons I learned was to listen to different people's advice, but not necessarily go blindly on anyone's sort of critique of your work. Kind of worked out that you had to be convinced about what you're doing. Don't flip-flop just because someone tells you one thing. So it taught me probably self-confidence in my design abilities, and if I wasn't convinced or passionate about an idea, it wasn't going to go anywhere. But the times where I was is probably where I got better outcomes and better projects as a result. 1 to 10, without being able to compare with any other university, I don't know, I'd give it an 8. Yeah.
What do you think are some of the biggest differences then from what you were doing in university to what you're doing now?
The collaboration in our context here and what I've experienced in the past is much greater. So at uni, you're doing your thing, so you make your own decisions and doesn't affect anyone else but you and your marks and your own portfolio. Whereas in the profession, it's not about just you and your decisions. It's about the team. It's about the client. Without that collaboration and compromise, you won't get anywhere. Real life comes down to money at the end. So you may make some decisions that you're completely sold on, but you know someone's got to pay for that on the other side. So you've got a responsibility to other people in the profession.
If you could sum up your experiences of architecture school in one word or one sentence, how would you describe it?
Well, it was definitely a creative and fun time, but damn hard work.
Yeah. To start your day as an architect, is there any morning rituals or routines you do?
Yeah, sure. Like I do actually, apart from making a coffee once I get here. Most days I'll just get online and check a couple of architecture blogs that I normally have a look at, just because I find that it's fairly inspiring just to have a look at what's getting done and sort of frame your thinking for the day. And even if it's not completely relevant to whatever I'm working on at that particular time, it's a constant backlog of fresh ideas and what's happening around the world. So yeah, like pretty much every day, first 15 minutes will be that. Yeah.
During the day then, what do you work on the most? Like, what tasks do you find yourself doing the most?
Oh, okay. Well, obviously that depends on what project I'm working on at the time. So I'm fortunate that I get to do a fair bit of creative stuff. They're the better times. Sometimes I'll spend 3 weeks in spreadsheets, which it's also interesting, but not where my passion lies. In other times when you're doing sort of contract admin, it's just RFIs and shop drawings and the like. So yeah, like it really depends on the project you're on. Yeah.
What do you enjoy then the most about architecture?
Well, the most rewarding thing is to see something be constructed on site. I'm not necessarily saying I love the contract admin side of a project, because I don't, but I love seeing the fruition of some ideas. I like to see the end user happy with the result. I guess to contrast that, my biggest fear is when the end user is not happy with the result, because you've kind of missed the point then. Yeah.
That's my next question.
At least enjoy it. Yeah, I think that's... Well, because like a lot of the time you're just second guessing or tossing up between this way or that way, and there's no right answer. Like I work a fair bit on instinct, just feels like it's the right thing to do, and you're just always hoping that it was the right thing to do. And it isn't always, you don't always get it right. I guess you get it right the next time.
With 10 being architecture is a dream job, you love what you do every day, and then 1 being architecture is a living hell, and how would you rank architecture and the stuff you do every day on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's a tricky one. Architecture could be a dream job. It's not. I've oscillated a little bit over my career from, you know, 1 at my worst times whilst doing particularly taxing jobs to, oh, this is awesome, I love my job, whereas I'd probably say about an 8. Closed-mindedness of people and focus on just money, nothing beyond that, probably takes the shine off of the profession. Within our walls, it's quite stimulating, and we're always thinking about getting the best design outcome, but that's not how the rest of the world necessarily looks at architecture, and that's where the challenge is, trying to understand why people don't see it that way. I mean, overall, like for example, I couldn't see myself being an accountant. Like as a profession, yeah, I'd give it about a 6 or 7 as a dream job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I would much rather be a rock star and get paid for doing that, or paid for snowboarding, or, you know, that would be a dream job for me.
If you could go back to when you first started, would you have any suggestions or advice for yourself, or would you do anything differently?
I would have tried to do a bit more work experience while I was at uni. I think it complements your studies a bit more than banging out designs at uni. I think it just focuses your learning a bit more. When I first got out, I think I would have taken more risks and maybe tried to do my own thing or something while you had heaps of energy, less people relying on... Because I'm a dad of 3 kids, so I have a family at home, so at the end of the day I have to have a pretty stable job. So I think when you first graduate, that's your chance to just do what you're really passionate about and to not care so much about the salary side of it, even though you still need to live. Yeah, so that's probably one thing I would have done differently. Yeah. Oh, yeah, work hard and own what you do. Like, you see guys come out and they don't necessarily take ownership of whatever menial tasks you get given, because let's face it, when you first hit an office, you get menial tasks. As soon as you can be relied on to do what you get asked well, you'll get given something with more responsibility. And when you like get in a position of leadership and you have to give out tasks and manage people, it's so much easier when you know that that person is going to do it well and double check their work. Students and graduates have great ideas, and like we're fortunate here that we kind of try and encourage all that. And I think as a graduate, don't be afraid to ask questions and don't be afraid to give out your ideas if you're in a context where you can. That's where some of us that have been out for ages enjoy that collaboration with people that haven't been tainted by the profession, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Working hard sounds like a dumb or an obvious answer to give out, but at the end of the day, that's what you need to do. Yeah. While we're at it, don't be afraid to do a sketch. Just get out of the computer for a bit. Like, learn how to draw, learn how to sketch quickly. It still is the quickest way to communicate. Like, if you have really good computer skills that you can back up with really good sketching, I think that's a complete picture. There's too many graduates that don't think outside of the computer. Because we have access to 3D, we never back our judgment and always got to quickly model it and see what it looks like, rather than going, okay, this is a sketch and I know it's going to look good. And I fall into this trap, like I'll model it just to be sure. But it's an interesting path we're all going down, where we have to see a 3D model. Yeah. Where a sketch and a physical model is just... Like you would have seen here, we're trying to bring that back into the way we do things. Just having models out in that front desk, people gather around and they talk and like you look at it, Like, it's such a more inspiring way of talking about architecture than to spin around on a screen. And that's, like, I do some tutoring, and it's my biggest frustration is that you sit down and they just spin around on the computer, and I want to see your sketches and your ideas, because, like, sometimes it all gets lost when the computer can't model what you were thinking. Yeah.
How bloody cool was that? If you haven't checked out the full-length film Behind Closed Doors, The Life of an Architect, you've got to set some time aside for that, because it's pretty incredible what some of these guys have to share with you, some information and resources that will be really helpful if you're thinking about studying architecture or you just want to get an insight into the profession. So if you want to check that out, you can click that button to the side here, or if you just want to go on with the next interview, check out that button to the side there. Catch you there.